أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصوائق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained also an example of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, that when they light, the fire is lit, and in that fire they see some way of theirs, how to go about doing things. But because of the nifaq, because of the hypocrisy in the heart, that fire is extinguished by Allah Ta'ala, and then they are left completely dazed and don't know in which way to go, what to do. And in the fire there was light, and in that light they used to walk. So here now Allah Ta'ala gives the second example of the munafiqeen, and this is an example of water, of rain that come down from the sky. Allah Ta'ala says, Oh, kasayyibin minas sama, ya unki mithal aisi hai jaise zor se meh par raha ho asman se. Or the example is like strong good rains are coming down from the skies. Yeah, the ulama have explained that from the skies mean, an indication is that the whole sky is covered, the clouds are everywhere. Not like sometimes it's raining one place, we see the clouds, but it is sunshine also at the other times. Sometimes on the horizon we see that there are no clouds, though there are clouds where we are. But this is sama, is an indication that the whole sky is covered with this cloud and very heavy and dark clouds. Another indication is by using the word sama from the sky, that this rains that come from the sky, no power on earth, no power can stop this rain. When the rain comes, no matter what man has got, he cannot stop the rains from coming. And this, the rains that are coming is an example which is given of this of life. Because when rains fall, it brings things back to life. The dead ground, which has burned black the grass, and there was nothing, but one rain comes and life comes again. We see the green grass coming, we see the leaves on the trees, the flowers on the trees, etc. So by this rain, that is this Islam and Deen that came. But for in with that rain also, فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتٌ وَرَعَدٌ وَبَرْقٌ. Usme andhera hai, or giraj, or bijli. In that rain there is darkness also, the clouds are heavy clouds, and it becomes like almost night in the day with the heavy, heavy clouds. And further there is thunder also, and very, very heavy thunder. Wabarq, and there is lightning also at the same time. So this example here is given, that zulumat, the darkness, this munafiqeen who have got doubts all the time about Islam, about Allah, the life of the year after, and also their whims and fancies. They just want the enjoyment of this dunya, the enjoyment of the nafs. There is an indication, this example is given of that. Wara'ad, and there is thunder also, and very heavy thunder. Sometimes we hear the thunder and it's very frightening also. So this thunder refers to the ayats of the Quran in which Allah Ta'ala explains His azab. They come like thunder, those ayats of the azab of Allah Ta'ala. And these munafiqeen then don't want to hear those ayats, and they take their fingers and they put them in their ears. This also, as explained in front, is not only the tips of the fingers. Usually when a person doesn't want to hear something, he will put his hand over his ears, or he puts his finger, the tips of the fingers, just by the hole of the ear. But this is asabi'ahum. They want to put their whole fingers right deep into the ear, because they don't want to hear that thunder. They don't want to hear the ayats of azab, because they know they are guilty, that they haven't got iman in their heart, and this terrible punishment which is going to be meted out. And in many places of the Quran Sharif, Allah explains this. Wabarq, or bijli, and lightning also. the lightning that comes also, and this lightning is also frightening, and this lightning also gives light. And when the light comes, then a person for a while can see his way. So these munafiqeen, in that little bit light, they walk. And the example of that is, like for all the benefits they get from the Islamic government in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they, by acting as Muslims, outwardly showing themselves as Muslim, all the benefits that there were for the Muslims, they were getting that also. Share in the booty, in the spoils of war also. So in the light of that lightning, they were enjoying that. This example is given of those people. يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ دَيْتَ هَيْ أُنْغْلِيَا أَبْنِي كَانُمِهِ. And they are putting their fingers, and here clearly as Allah says, the fingers, that is not the tips of the fingers, but if they can help it, the whole finger they want to push into the hole of the ear, so that they don't hear this thunder, this warning of the punishments of Allah Ta'ala, مِنَ الصَّوَاعِقِ مَارِ كَرَكِ, because of the terrible thunder that is taking place. Sometimes, yeah, also we have that thunder, and it is very frightening. It appears to be right just above a person's head. Like that is the thunder that comes, and the ayahs of the Quran, if a person understands them reasonably, the full understanding who can get, but that also puts great fear into a person. And when a person is guilty of a guna, and that punishment of that guna is mentioned, it makes him very frightened. حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ مَوْتِ كَ دَرْسِ. And all this they are doing, that we must not die because of the thunder. But by putting their fingers, even if they push the whole finger into the ear, that will also not stop the thunder still from coming. And that mort that is which is coming. And Allah Ta'ala warns them also, وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. Or Allah يَحَاتَ كَرْنِ وَالَا هِ كَافِرُكَ. And Allah Ta'ala fully encompasses and gathers all the kafir. By their pushing their fingers in their ears, that's ways that going to stop them from what? Allah is all encompassing. Where can they escape from Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala says, O jinn and man, wherever you want to escape, try to escape. You can never escape from Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So maut is definitely going to come. And if this nifaq is in the heart, then the terrible consequences will be faced as from the time of maut onwards continuously. From here and all the other ayat, and we know there is a whole surah, Suratul Munafiqun. There are many whole ayat, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ. Whole surah, whole rukus Allah is devoted, and many, many ayat. All this is that we also have that fear. And to have that fear of nifaq is a good thing. Like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what a great, great man. But he should also go to Hazrat Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given the list of all the munafiqeen. And he said, I know this is a secret, you are not allowed to divulge it. But just tell me so much, is not Umar's name also in there? So much they used to fear. Hazrat the Sahaba, Hazrat Ibn Mulaika radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I met 50 Sahaba, all of them feared that they are hypocrites. Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Hanzala has become munafiq. So to have that fear is a good sign. But nifaq itself, we must make dua to Allah. Allah protects us from it. That we don't have any sign of this hypocrisy, and the lesser, much lesser degree to be in any matter to be two-faced, to be trying to appease both groups, and to show that we are with you also, we are with you also, and try to ride the bandwagon whenever it is moving smoothly, then we also want to jump on. We should try our, we should make dua and make effort that no signs of hypocrisy must be in us at all. May Allah Ta'ala guide us, protect our iman, our progeny and all the Muslims, and give us ikhlas, our iman with proper and full ikhlas. Wa akhiru da'wana.